This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Back in May, we spoke with National Potato Council CEO Cam Quarles about how efforts at boosting fresh potato exports to Japan were going nowhere. Here it is September, and Quarles says efforts for this market of potentially $150 million annually are ramping up.
This has been a very long-standing goal of the United States. This market access request goes back over 20 years, and then we've really leaned into it in the last 4 years, roughly.
Quarles says Japan claims their biggest concerns are pests.
It has been stalled largely due to domestic political concerns within Japan. I think the phytosanitary issues are not terribly difficult to deal with. It's really a question of politics.
Japan, Quarles says, is already U.S. potatoes' second largest export market.
A lot of that is processed product right now. So in the most recent fiscal year, we moved just shy of 350,000 metric tons of both fresh potatoes as well as processed products into Japan.
So next week, Quarles says it's off to Japan to hopefully hash things out. Tune in tomorrow for more.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.